To our dear Holy Father, who art in heaven, good morning and thank you for this beautiful, sparkly morning we meet you on here. We rejoice with you and all the angels in heaven for this very special moment that we have been blessed to share today with our new friends. We're so excited to be here with you and to have the opportunity to welcome them into your church and celebrate with you now as we pray for them and our world. Merciful God, you call each of us by name and promise us your constant love. Please watch over your servants as they begin this new chapter of relationship with you. Please deepen their understanding of the gospel. Please strengthen their commitment to follow the way of Christ. And please help them keep the faith and communion of your church. Please encourage them as they grow in their love for you and their compassion for others. Please help them to live in the world as witnesses to your eternal love. Father God, please bring them all safety to know and express the fullness of your peace and glory in their lives. Please bless their families and loved ones, near and far, with all health and happiness and security. We know you work in our lives for good, Lord, and we know in you is life in all its fullness. We thank you for your abundant support in the difficult times in our lives, and we feel you especially close as they continue on this journey of faith. Please help us here at Kenmore to do our best also to live out our baptism with them, and please refresh our desire to keep the promises we have made to support and encourage our new sister and brother in Christ today and every day. Amen. Please help us forgive each other for any mistakes we make along the way, because really we're all... Thank you, Jesus, for getting it 100% right, because God knows we never could. We're so grateful for all the rich gifts you have given us, Lord God, and thank you for accepting us just as we are, mess and all. Lord, we think of Anzac Day yesterday. We are saddened to hear of the disrespect given to Indigenous leaders at some Anzac Day services, as well as news of the conflicts around the world that continue to flare up. Please help us learn from our past. Lord, please help our leaders recognize their folly, and please help us to hold peace and understanding in our hearts for our neighbors. Please help us speak out against racism, prejudice, and intolerance, just like you did. We want to do a good job for you, Lord. Please let us know where we might start. And thank you always for being here with us on the journey. We're excited to see where it takes us. So thank you for your love, now and always. Amen. And now we say the Lord's Prayer as he taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For yours the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.